We now begin the third chapter of Bilvavi Mishkan Evna, titled Emuna Boire V'Nivra, Belief in the Creation, in the Creator and Creation. Until now, we've addressed how to go about acquiring the most basic concept of Emuna, the fact that Hashem exists. We've explored the necessity of this becoming a part of us, a thought process that never leaves our mind, and something that we live with. We've developed strategies, how to incorporate this into our day, and slowly but surely adapt to constantly being aware of Hashem's existence in everything we do, every moment of the day. We are aiming to move this from a fact hiding in our intellect to a feeling we feel with our heart all the time. Now, truthfully, we shouldn't really move on to the next step before we've acquired this first and most important level. And we know we've already realized that this is going to be a time-consuming process with small steps, acquisition after acquisition, and we aren't really ready for the next step yet. Nevertheless, we'll proceed in our learning to know what our goals are and where we're headed, and also we can also be kind of a little bit of each level that we address with the hope to work more and more on them and perfect them individually. So the next step is the recognition that we are the creations of Hashem. Until now, we have worked on recognizing Hashem's existence. Now, we'll try to internalize that we were created by Hashem. So obviously, this is a simple belief that we all have. Bereishis bara Elokim, Kadosh Baruch Hu created everything. And it seems silly almost to believe in Hashem and not believe that we are His creations. What's the need for developing this step? Well, if we believe in Hashem, of course we believe that He created us. But if we look in the Torah, that we find that's not so simple. We find a person who's quite a celebrity, infamous, who believed just that. None other than Paray is recorded in Tanakh as saying, Li Ya'iri Va'anoichi Asatini. The river, the Nile, is mine, and I created myself. Paray believed he was not created by Hashem, rather was self-sufficient from creation. He did believe in Hashem, even before the Makkos. I mean, at that point, he didn't have much of a choice. But even before the Makkos, he said to Moshe and Aaron, Mi Hashem Asher Eshman Bekoilah. Who is Hashem that I should need listen to him? So he believed Hashem. He just didn't think he was all-powerful. And he really thought that his own creation happened independently. So we could say to ourselves, who cares what Paray thought? So big deal. There was a foolish king some 3,000 years ago. It held a silly belief that he created himself. Who knows what other foolishness they believed in then, right? There's all kinds of strange things they believed in. He's dead, he died, and his mistake died with him. Why should this be something we even need to think about and relevant to ourselves? But the truth of the Torah dictates to us otherwise. The Farshim and Rebbeim, they've taught us that every aspect of the Torah, each detail of every story, is relevant to our soul, every single person's soul. Every persona in the Torah represents a force, a power in a person's neshama. Which means we all have some of Avraham Avinu, we have some of Yitzchak Avinu, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, so on, within us. Unfortunately, we also suffer from the powers of Nimrod, Lavan, Esav, and Paray as well. These aren't hints, Ramazim or Musa thoughts demonstrated by the stories of the Torah. This is much more than that. Avram is a force of purity, of Tahara, of Chesed, Ahava, that exists within each one of us. Likewise, each of the Avos, the seven Rayim, the shepherds of Klal Yisrael, each represent a spiritual force of Kedusha and Tahara that we all possess. Their actions and deeds in the Torah are there for us to recognize and identify this force within us and help us develop these Midas. We learn about Avram to be able to bring out and grow the Avram potential that we have in us, learning about withstanding nesiyonos, doing hachnas zarchim, teaching others, and so on. We learn about Yitzchak to teach us how to develop the power of prayer and avodah. Likewise, on the other side of the fence, we learn about Parai and all the other Rishayim of the Torah to identify the forces of evil, of Tumah, that reside within us, so that we can learn how to overcome them and control our tendencies, refine our neshamas. The Rambam writes, Parai is in truth the Yetzirah, meaning every person has a little Parai inside them. All of Parai's arguments and his deviousness that are explained and pinpointed by the Torah, all of his evil character traits of haughtiness, chutzpah, kfira, unfortunately, reside in a certain measure in every person's neshama. Parai is gone, but that's just the physical Parai. The spiritual Parai lives on, and we have our hands full dealing with him. We therefore have to recognize him, identify him, and figure out how to nullify his false beliefs.